Perek Pesayin Seif Yud Aleph, a new melacha. Melacha's kibui, to extinguish fire. A person who extinguishes fire on Shabbos is chayev isa minatoya. The same as to go and make a fire on Shabbos is melacha. To extinguish the fire on Shabbos is also melacha. The same as we have a binyan to go and build is a melacha. To go and demolish is also melacha. Same here with lighting a fire and extinguishing the fire is also melacha. But also lechabes eish peshav, the person is not allowed to go and extinguish a fire on Shabbos. Beinim eish ochezet beitzim oy betila oy begav. There's no difference what sort of fire it is, whether it's a burning wood, whether it's burning wick, or it is gas, or if it is oil, no difference. Petrol, all the same thing, no difference. You're always chayev if a person would do that on Shabbos. Now, a malacha, like we said always, has to be positive gainage from the malacha. If a person does a malacha which is only negative to get rid of something, it's got no positive in it, you're not chayev on Shabbos. So, to find a case on Shabbos, which a person is going to go and extinguish fire and to be a positive need, is very difficult to find. Therefore, most cases when putting off a fire or extinguishing a fire is only going to be an issa d'rabbanan because you see the melacha shein tishul gufa, because you don't need a positive need for the fire to be extinguished. But you have one or two cases which the Gemara does say you're chayev if you extinguish a fire. If a person has a candle, for example, and he wants it to be light well, the minhag is that a husband on Erev Shabbos, he goes and lights the candle before his wife lights it. Why? Because he is preparing it for Shabbos. Why is he preparing it? Because if one has already lit the candle, then it lights better the second time. That's the reason why the husband goes and lights the candles before. Some people say with a wick, it's not the same thing, that there's no need for it to go and light it before. But by a candle, that's everybody does. Now, if a candle is lit before, and the person wants to go and light it the second time, putting off to go extinguish this light, this candle, is a to'elet, you've got a positive need, because the extinguishing from the fire is helping you for next time that it should go and light easier. Therefore, that's one of the cases which extinguishing a fire is positive need. Therefore, you're going to be chayev on Shabbos for doing that, not only osa. Another way of being chayev on Shabbos, a person wants charcoal. Person's got something which is burning and he wants charcoal in order to go and use it for afterwards. The putting out of the fire is helping you to go make the charcoal. Therefore, it is also a positive need. But other normal cases of putting out a fire will only be a negative need. Therefore, it's only going to be an issa midrabbanan. Kibbo ne norot chashmal v'gufi chimum. To go and put off a chashmal, electricity, whether it's a bulb, or if it is an element which comes red, electricity element, or an electricity yod base. Matechet aduma, kesh, if you got matechet, metal which came hot like fire, also lachaboy, the midrabon. You're not allowed to put it off, you're not allowed to go and extinguish the fire, even if it's not a proper fire, even if you're going to put it into water and you're going to make sure it's not hot anymore. To do that on Shabbos, it is awesome midrabbanan. Why is it awesome in Torah? Because, one of the reasons are because we've got no positive need for it. You're not gaining out of it, that it comes now, it is not anymore lit. It doesn't come, it's not like a candle, which afterwards you're able to light it better. Therefore, there's no Issam and Atayah, there's only Issam and Rabbanan, but you've got Issam and Rabbanan to go and put off any electricity which has got inside it a red element. מטעם זה אופן לחבר נועות חשמל או כל גופי חימום, שיש בהם גופי חימום הלועצים כאש. Therefore, person not allowed to put off any bulb, which has got חשמל inside it. If the חשמל inside it, the same thing as electrical. Any electrical which has got inside it some sort of metal which is red hot, the same as a bulb, an old bulb which used to have red hot elements inside it, or if you've got an electric kettle or any other electrical which has got inside it an element which gets red hot, and we said before, even if it's not red hot, which you can see it, if inside it gets red hot, putting off this electrical will be utter because of kippur the Shabbos. You're putting out a fire on Shabbos. That we said, it's only going to be an issur d'rabbanan because you've got no positive need for it. Brackets. The zeh milvad is a sefer sheish minitug magal chashmal mavur v'peik or issur b'dinah chashmal. Oh, issur zeh shach gam gufei chimum she'enu lo'atim. According to the Chazon Ish, you've got an issur from sefer. Sefer, because the Chazon Ish says making a circuit from chashmal. Chazon Ish says it's considered boina. You're making something. You're making a circuit from chashmal. To go and disconnect the circuit from chashmal, or to put off the electricity, says the Chazon Ish, is considered soisa, because whatever is boina, we can put it, take it down. It is soisa. Says the Chazon Ish, to go and disconnect and to put off electricity, you're stopping the circuit from chashmal to be used. Therefore, it is a problem from soisa. Therefore, it would be also to do such a thing according to the Chazon Ish, even if it won't be hot. If you've got an element which doesn't come hot, red hot, because chashmal, making a circuit, has nothing got to do with havara, nothing got to do with burning, nothing got to do with extinguishing fire. It's got to do with making a circuit. Therefore, there's a different reason why it could be also to put off chashmal. Hatiat neh, to go and tilt a candle or something like that, some light. Yud gimel neh shemen oy neh neshama oy sham neirot asher achoyma avara shelahem hu nozli. If you've got even if it is a candle or a neh neshama or any neiros, any wicks, or if you've got mama shemen, anything which is the burning substance is liquidy. Also la toisom, even if it wasn't liquidy when you started putting on the fire, if now when you are moving it, like we will see, it is liquidy, then you're not allowed to go and tilt it on Shabbos. Also, that place some oil and nanea oisom, or to go and shuckle, to go and move them. Mishum shkirv hashemen el apsila magbeet haavora v'yesh b'zeh isem mavo mavi v'yichu kei me apsila maktin oisom v'havet b'chlal kibuy. If a person goes and makes the wick, let's say a wick, more close to the oil, then it burns better. But you'll have a bigger fire. And if he goes and takes the wick away from the oil, then there will be a littler fire. Therefore, to go and bringing the oil to the wick, or taking it far away from the wick, is or havara or kibbutz. Or you're making a fire, or you're putting down the fire, making the fire be less. Therefore, to go and tilt a wick which has got oil there, which has got substance which is not solid, a substance which is now liquidy, you are automatically, if you're not very, very careful, you are automatically making the oil come nearer or further away from the wick. Therefore, you're doing a maisa from kibbutz or hadlaka. You do a maisa from putting out the fire, or to go and make the fire bigger. So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. V'lachen, volatal to shulchan shagabah v'noyot keilu. If you want to move the table which has got such lights on it, such wicks on it, such burning candles on it, darkly zolatal to benachas. Therefore, you have to be very careful to go and move it very, very slowly in order to shouldn't make the wick get nearer to the fire and further away from the fire. So you have to do it very, very slowly. There could be a problem also for mukta if you've got a table which has got candles on it. But we're not discussing mukta. Could be a mukta, you can get out of the problem for mukta if you put the challah on it when it's finished. Moshe, we're not discussing mukta now, we're discussing the problem from kibui v'havara. It says that in the kind b'nez mutakin. If you've got a normal candle, which we have nowadays, it doesn't have this problem because this is not liquid. Any solid burning substance doesn't have this problem. The problem only comes when you've got some liquidy burning substance. Then you have a problem. You are making it burn more or less by moving the oil towards the wick or taking it away from the wick. And you have to be very careful. You want to have to do it in a way that one's careful. That shouldn't happen. So you can only do it in a very cautious way.